When it comes to big city issues, Dallas council members tend to be divided. This time was different.
I'm just excited about the study. I do support the recommendation.
I support all seven of these recommendations.
I'm in support of all of the recommendations as well.
I think we have a roadmap now. We have a plan.
City council members around the Horseshoe expressed their strong support for the recommendations by Boston Consulting Group. The group was commissioned to study the stray dog problem after a homeless Army veteran in South Dallas died from a dog attack back in May. The report spelled out seven recommendations. It included euthanizing only the sickest animals and providing more low-cost spay and neuter surgeries in South Dallas. However, City Manager AC Gonzalez took issue with one recommendation: to make Dallas Animal Services its own department so it can be more proactive.
I don't know how you get any more in the front burner in terms of attention than what we've been having. We've actually, through the fact that it's in code, actually have had more resources there beyond what they have immediately.
Right now, Animal Services is under the city's code department. The current setup makes it difficult to improve animal welfare, according to Peter Brodsky. He's a KERA board member who also chairs the Dallas Animal Advisory Commission.
It's problematic in terms of execution because the person who's running DAS is not high up enough in the bureaucracy to really have a front row seat at the table.
Boston Consulting's recommendations come with a price tag. The group suggesting $2.7 million in incremental funding for animal services, but the drafted budget for next fiscal year only proposed an extra $1.5 million. But Councilmember Casey Thomas, who represents South Dallas, says the city can't wait to tackle the stray dog problem.
I see people walking down the street who are exercising. They have to carry golf clubs, or they have to carry a stick, or they have to carry mace or whatever they feel necessary to protect themselves from animals. It makes me that much more grateful for this report and for the fact that we need to move with all deliberate speed.
The city council next month will approve next year's budget, but with Fair Park and the police and fire departments also wanting more money, finding extra cash could be tough. Christina Martinez, KERA News.